BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has called on all African nations to quit the International Criminal Court and leave it to the whites, as he put it. Here's Mary Harper.
Mr. Museveni made his speech in Nairobi in the presence of the Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, who just last week had charges against him dropped by the ICC. "I want all of us to get out of that court," he said. "Let the Westerners stay with their court." He said he'd present a motion of mass resignation at the next session of the African Union. This is not the first time an African leader has denounced the ICC. Perhaps not surprising, given that all of the 21 cases so far brought before the court relate to alleged crimes committed by Africans in Africa.
Switzerland has passed a set of laws known as Lex FIFA, which will improve financial scrutiny of officials in international sports organisations based in the country. The move is a response to years of corruption allegations levied against sporting officials. It means the heads of FIFA and the International Olympic Committee will be treated as politically exposed persons, meaning they're in positions that could be abused to launder money. The authorities in Sierra Leone have banned all public celebrations for Christmas and New Year in an effort to limit the continuing spread of Ebola. Umaro Fofana reports.
The authorities hope the ban will stop the spread of Ebola, which still has the upper hand in the country. New hotspots are emerging, even if the number of new infections is reducing. Information Minister Alpha Kano says many local councils, which have been authorized to pass bylaws to deal with the outbreak, have either imposed a ban on the movement of people into and out of their districts or plan to do so in the coming days. If properly enforced, it will be the first time in the history of Sierra Leone that there will be no Christmas celebrations nationwide.
The Mexican finance minister, Luis Videgaray, has gone on national television to defend how he purchased a luxury home from a construction firm whose parent company has won large public contracts. Although he's not accused of anything illegal, it's another embarrassment for the government, as Will Grant reports.
As crisis threatens to engulf the presidency of Enrique Peña Nieto, the last thing his government needed was another corruption scandal. Coming quickly on the heels of an embarrassment over the funding of a $7 million home for the president and his wife, in which they were forced to sell the house and his wife make a televised address explaining the source of her income, now the country's finance minister has been embroiled in a similar debacle. Luis Videgaray apparently purchased a luxurious home built by a government contractor. It is the same company which built the so-called White House, the expensive home intended for Mr. Peña Nieto and his wife to move into after the president's term in office is over.
World News from the BBC. Air traffic controllers in Britain expect flights to slowly return to normal over the next few hours, following a computer failure which caused considerable disruption over southern England. Tom Simons is at London's Heathrow Airport.
There was a software fault in a data link that handles flight data. Now, that can include the flight plans of aircraft leaving and departing this part of the world. It's not known what more caused that, though we know that security officials don't believe that it was caused by computer hacking or anything like that. But airlines have a difficulty. If they delay everybody going forward, then everybody's delayed by 2 hours. If they delay the people who are caught up in the problem, then they might not take off till tomorrow.
Moscow has accused Washington of doing its utmost to destroy what it called the carcass of cooperation between the two countries after the US Congress approved additional sanctions against Russia. In a statement, the Russian Foreign Ministry said America was unable to abandon outdated phobias about Russia. India says it's on alert after a major oil spill in the Sundarbans mangrove forest, the largest such forest in the world. The accident happened when two boats, one of them a tanker, collided on a river in Bangladesh earlier this week. There are no reports so far of Indian fauna and flora being affected, but wildlife workers in Bangladesh say baby crocodiles at a breeding centre have fallen ill. Charles Haviland reports.
Bangladeshi reports say one of the first species clearly affected by the oil slick is the estuarine crocodile. Workers at a wildlife breeding centre say crocodiles only 4 months old have been falling sick, as the saltwater reservoirs they live in can't be replenished with new water. The Sundarbans are also home to two endangered species of freshwater and brackish water dolphins. One scientist has said he fears those near the spillage won't now have enough oxygen to breathe.
BBC News.